Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is another wonderful day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am so excited about being here this morning, and I am excited that you could be here too. So I want to just take a moment and welcome you to the show again for another fantastic motivational show, a show that is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, so that you can live a fulfilled life. You know, it is important that you be fulfilled, so much so that we have designated this show on today, January the 13th. We have designated this show as the show to where we're going to teach you how to be happy each and every day of your life. How to be happy regardless of where you've been, regardless of your past, regardless of what you're going through right now. Well, I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a trainer, author, and professor. And I absolutely enjoy shows like this. I mean, this is one of my favorite things to talk about. And I want to give you some tips and some secrets about how to live happy lives, how to be whole. You know, there are so many people that are just not happy. As I travel around touring and speaking, you know, doing book signings, and I meet all kinds of people around the country, I meet so many people that are just not happy. And when you stop to think about it, there's got to be a way to be happy. And then I meet a lot of people who are happy. And so if we look at it and we consider, what is the difference between people who are happy and people who are not happy? It makes you wonder, somebody's either doing something right, somebody's doing something wrong, or a combination of the two. And so I went and I did some research. I did some soul searching. You know, I looked at some of my past experiences and things that I've been through. I mean, I can say all the way from, you know, being molested as a teenager, as a child, and then as a teenager, being a high school dropout, flunking out of school. Certainly, I had many, many things in this life to be unhappy about. Let's face it. You know, I didn't have this wonderful, great, you know, pie in the sky sort of life. You know, I grew up and, you know, most of my life, you know, we did live in the projects. And the times that we didn't live in the projects, we didn't have a lot of money. And my mother, though she had a job, all the money that she made went to taking care of her 7 children and herself and getting back and forth to work. You know, just doing the daily, day in and day out kinds of things. So being happy, though, you know, is something that each and every human being deserves. You know, you deserve to be happy. You should be happy. And you should feel whole and complete. You know why? Because God has ordained you to be happy. He has ordained joy for you and peace for you. He has ordained for you to be more than a conqueror. And so you have to go after it. You have to, you know, and when I look at the secrets, the things that, and I'm going to get into that in a minute, but, you know, there are some things that you have to do in order to be happy. You know, I wished I could tell you that someone else is going to do it for you, and therefore, you could just sit back and wait for it to happen. I wished I could tell you that. But guess what? I can't. There's no way. I can't tell you that because that is not what happened for me, and that is not what happened for the ton of other people who are also happy and living whole. But what I can tell you, what I can guarantee you, is that if you apply the secrets that I'm going to share with you today, if you would just dare to apply them, I can guarantee you that you will be happy. You will be be whole. You will be fulfilled in your life. You will be fulfilled in your life. You know, let me just tell you a little story. There was a little girl who used to sit on the curb by her house, and she would sit there and she would cry. And every day she would get up and she would go out there and she would sit and she would cry. This went on day in and day out, day in and day out. This little girl would get up and she would go outside and she would sit on the curb and she would cry. And one day as she was sitting there, and, you know, the people would see her, no one really knew why she was crying. And so one day, and it went on for, you know, a long, long time. And even her grandmother, who she lived with, who was taking care of her, used to wonder, why is she sitting there? And she was crying. It seemed that nothing they could do could stop this little girl from crying. They tried everything. They tried giving her candy. They tried playing with her. But the little girl would still cry each and every day. Now, they were poor, and they didn't have very much. And so one day, she was sitting there crying and crying her eyes out. And all of a sudden, this man came along in a wheelchair. And the man pulled up to the little girl and said to her, "Sweetie, what's the matter? Why are you crying?" And she looked up, and she saw the man. And suddenly, like magic almost, the little girl stopped crying. Well, the man was happy. He continued to roll his wheelchair on down the street. Now, the little girl, she gets up, and she goes off playing, having fun. The little girl was happy. And so later that afternoon, as she was having her lunch, her milk and her cookies with Grandma, as she always did, but typically she would be crying. But this particular day, she was laughing and playing and joyful. And so her grandmother said to her, "You know, sweetie, I noticed you're not crying. What in the world is going on with you? What's happening with you? And did something happen?" And the little girl said, "Yeah, Grandma, I didn't want to tell you because I know that you work so hard to take care of me, but all that time I was crying because I had no shoes. But today I met a man who had no feet." And you know, that's like a lot of us. We cry and we cry about the things that we don't have. But if we would ever stop and take a look, we would see that there are other people who have it worse than we do. And so, my first secret that I want to give you to being happy every single day of your life is that every single day you need to switch your focus. You need to switch your focus. You need to stop focusing on what you don't have, as this little girl was doing. Every single day, she got up to go out and sit there and focus on the fact that she had no shoes, and that made her unhappy. You see, the things that we don't have will absolutely make you unhappy. Focusing on the things is not that you don't have the things that make you unhappy. It's the focusing on the things that you don't have that make you unhappy. I could put it to you this way. You have a job, and you're doing a certain job. Maybe you're a secretary, but you don't have that promotion. And so you go to work every day miserable. Maybe you don't sit on your job and cry, but there are people who do cry on their way to work because they're so miserable in their jobs. And so you go to work every day and you're miserable, and you're miserable. And what's happening? You're in misery over because you're focusing on what you don't have. You're focusing on the fact that you don't have that promotion. You don't have the job that seems glamorous, or you don't have a job that seems more upscale or more important even. Maybe you don't have a job that pays more. It could be a number of things. Maybe you don't have a job that's utilizing more of your skills. A lot of people are unhappy on their jobs. The same thing could happen in your marriage. You could be in a marriage or a very, you know, special or significant relationship, and you're miserable because of what you don't have in your relationship. You may not have someone who calls to check on you. Maybe you don't have someone that sends you special gifts, flowers, or persons that, you know, in your marriage or your relationship, your partner doesn't get you little trinkets, or they don't do something that you don't have. And I'm telling you, it's a setup for failure, for being unhappy. Happy people, get this, happy people are happy not so much because of the things that they have and the things that they're doing. It's because they're not focusing on what they don't have, and they're focusing on what they do have. And if you want to be happy, it's not about getting more things. It's not about being something else. It is about changing your focus. Same thing. There are some people, believe it or not, they are not even happy with their family members. Oh, I wish I had this kind of mother. I wish my father had been there. I wished I would have had siblings, or I wished I would have not had siblings. There's many things like that. Then you have a lot of women even who are unhappy because they don't have a baby. You know, I meet a lot of women. They are so desperate to have a baby that they would even risk the happiness of their child just to have a baby. And it's so, so sad, because now you have the potential of two people being unhappy, because once you have a child that you cannot adequately and properly take care of, or once you have a child that is looking you in the face and wondering, where is my daddy? You know, unless this person has passed away. But if this person just didn't want to be there because they didn't really love you and they don't really love the child anyway, you know, now you're creating another sad human being. And how sad is that? But you don't want to be in that position. Today I am here to help you. I am here to teach you how to be happy every single day of your life. And the first thing and the secret to being happy, enjoying life every single day, enjoying everything that you have, you have to switch your focus. You must. I have to say this. You must. And you must tell yourself, I can, I will, I must. Say that. I can, I will, and I must. You see, these are all positive statements. And as I was sharing yesterday on my Facebook page, is that I had heard about a study where positive people, positive thinkers live longer, and they live happier. You're looking at the positive, not the negative. Looking at what you don't have is a negative. So if you are in negativity, you are thinking negativity, you are focusing negativity. Now, I know you've heard by now of the law of attraction. If you haven't, tune in next week, because I will be talking about the law of attraction. But if you are a negative thinker, negative feelings, you are going to attract negativity to your life. And once you attract something to you, it's going to be hard to turn that off. But again, we'll talk about that next week on my show. I'm going to teach you about the laws of attraction, how they work, how you can attract every single good thing into your life. But you want to be happy. I'm here today to teach you about being happy. It starts with switching your focus, thinking about the good things, thinking about the wonderful things, thinking about the great things that are going to happen to you. Now, next week when you tune into the show, be prepared to hear about the success. Be prepared to hear about the wonderful things that you are going to be doing, because you're going to be attracting to you the positive. Negative people absolutely live shorter times than people who are positive. So you want to be happy. If you're happy, you are whole. You're happy, you are whole. Don't focus on what you don't have, like the little girl who was miserable every day. She spent all day crying. She wasn't happy. She couldn't play like the other children. She missed out on things while she was out there crying. Grandma would be in the house baking cookies, doing fun things, and she was missing out because she was focusing on what she didn't have. So I want to ask you, what could you be missing out on because you're focusing on what you don't have? Could you be missing out on wonderful opportunities that are right there in front of you? Don't focus. For instance, I was on a job back in 1987. I was on a job, and I had my GED. I had dropped out of school, as I had mentioned earlier, and I had gone back to school to get my GED, and I did that when I was 18. Now, here I am, 32, miserable because that was all the education that I had. So I spent from age 18 to 32. So what's that, like 24 years? I spent, 14 years I spent being miserable. That's a long time. 14 years is a long, long time. I spent almost 15 years being miserable. And so I took this job, and I was working as a file clerk. I'll never forget it, like it was yesterday. And I would go to work, and every day I was miserable. I was so miserable that I made everyone around me miserable. And that's what happens when we're unhappy. We make others around us miserable. And I would complain. And that's another thing. When we're unhappy, we complain. When we complain, we make our lives worse. Well, I was complaining about everyone else getting better jobs and getting promoted. And basically, I was focusing on what I didn't have. I realized that all of these people had something that I could easily go and get. And I decided to utilize my time instead of sitting around being unhappy about what I didn't have. I decided to go and get something to make a difference. And that's when I enrolled in junior college and decided to get my associate degree. So that's what I'm talking about. You have to take your energies and refocus them. You have to take your energies and refocus them. So you're switching your focus. And now you're fixing the problem. You're fixing the situation that you think you don't have. But as long as you sit there and you worry about what you don't have and you focus on it, it's only going to get worse. So I went back to school, and guess what I found out? It was that I was happy in school. I was more happy than I was when I was in high school. I was miserable. But again, in high school, I was miserable because I focused on what I didn't have. I don't have clothes like the other kids. I was focused on that. I wasn't as popular as the other kids. I didn't live where the other kids lived. That's what I focused on in school when I should have been focusing on the very fact that I was alive, the very fact that I had wonderful parents and loving siblings. I should have focused on those things, but that happens. And so that's why I wanted to do this show today. I really wanted to talk about this issue, and you can find out more about how you can be truly, truly happy if you purchase my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, because that's what it's about. You're focusing on what you don't have. That's not who you are. You need to find out, it's deep inside of you, what you do have. I guarantee you, if you read that book, your life will change. Every single person that has read that book has gotten back to me and told me when they've applied what was in the book. There are some people who read the book, or there are people who buy the book and don't read it. But the people who buy the book and read the book tell me the book is absolutely changing their lives. You can go to my website, LilisaJWilliams.com. That's www.LilisaJWilliams.com. And you can purchase the book. Well, I'm so glad you tuned into the show today. I hope you got something out of it. Now go out there and stop focusing on what you don't have. And my challenge to you is to focus on what you do have and to take what you do have and fix every problem that you think you don't have. Fix that problem. So we got focusing and fixing. I want you to focus on what you have, and I want you to fix. I want you to utilize your skills. Focus on your skills that you do have. Focus on what you know how to do. Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you know how to do. Focus on the skills that you have. Focus on the resources that you have. And I want you to take those things and I want you to fix every single problem that you think you have in your life. I want you to do that. And then I want to come back next week. We'll have the law of attraction. We'll talk about that. We'll teach you what that is and how to apply that to your life. This is 2010. This is your year to win. You are absolutely going to win. Stick with this show. Tune in each week or as often as you can. If you need to turn back and listen to the archives again, do that. Do whatever it takes. You know, you have to say to yourself, by any means necessary, this is my year to be happy and to be whole. Well, this has been your host, Coach Lilisa. I'm glad you tuned in with us this week. And you go out and you have a powerful day, and we'll see you back here next week.